Welcome to In the 50s here on lgradio.online.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you were high class, that's just a line. Yes, they said you were high class, that was just a lie. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. Nothing but a hound dog.
Freddie Bell from right in the middle of our decade, getting things started for us here on In the 50s. Well, thank you very much for joining me. I do hope all's well with you. Regular listeners will be familiar with the Platters manager, Buck Ram, who, as well as running their business affairs, also wrote some of their songs. This composition of his had been recorded by the vocal group that holds the record for having had the most members. It's incredible that they seem to change their lineup almost monthly. And what's really weird is, well, they always seem to sound the same and always deliver the hits. Here are the Drifters in 1955 with a lineup that features the vocals of the brilliant Johnny Moore.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby. You're adorable, sweet as can be. You're adorable, a dream girl to me. You're all that I hope my love will ever be.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
You're so lovable.
Dear.
You're in my arms, you're so kissable.
Dear.
When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine.
You're number one.
You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at seven sharp. You start
my heart
to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable. Being so nice, you're excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable
one, adorable baby.
You must have come so nice, you're excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine.
The Drifters, the five-piece doo-wop group who have had in excess of 30 members. Right, here's a story for you. One day in the 50s, Frank Sinatra is due to record some songs for Columbia Records. With all the musicians and engineers booked and all the musical arrangements written, Sinatra refuses to record the songs that the A&R man and producer Mitch Miller has picked for him. So, not wanting the session to go to waste, Miller calls up a young hopeful who was steadily building a name for himself. The youngster records the song that Sinatra turned down, called My Heart Cries For You, which we have heard earlier in this series. The song, of course, was a huge hit, and the young singer, Al Cernik, was on his way to becoming one of our decade's biggest-selling artists, picking up 4 number ones alone over here in the UK. His 3rd of those number ones was this country song, topping our charts for 3 weeks in 1957.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go, 'cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Cernik, or of course Guy Mitchell, as he's better known with Singing the Blues, and the record that knocked that off the number one spot was Singing the Blues by Tommy Steele. A couple of weeks later, Tommy Steele's recording was also knocked off the top spot by Singing the Blues, courtesy of Guy Mitchell. Crazy times indeed. We featured Little Richard in a recent episode of Inspired, which is still available on the Listen Again page, by the way. And this one from 1957 is a recording that really shows how Richard, along with another of our Inspired subjects, Ray Charles, really helped to define the style and vocal phrasing for soul music. Have a listen to this one. It's not the usual rock and roll that he had spent so much of the 50s performing, but a glorious concoction of gospel and rhythm and blues, which really does sound like one of the very first soul ballads.
Send me some loving. Send it, I pray. How can I love you when you're far away? Oh, send me your picture.
fantastic Little Richard. And of course, you can hear his episode of Insight via our Listen Again page. Now, one of the things I love about this decade is the variety of music that was being recorded. This next recording from Frank Sinatra was most likely viewed as boring and old-fashioned by the rock and roll fans or the people that were buying Little Richard records. But it seems so weird, doesn't it, that a record recorded 2 years after the Little Richard record we just heard could seem boring and old-fashioned, even though at the time it was more recent. Anyway, the point is, Mr. Sinatra's recordings still sound fantastic today.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old, immovable object like me, you can bet just as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gotta be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates might have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips that I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gonna give. Fight, fight, fight it with all of your might. Chances are that some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out just as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Oh, let's tear it up.
Frank Sinatra from 1959's Come Dance With Me album. By the time our next singer achieved solo success with this recording, although only 23 years old, he was something of a music industry veteran, having recorded with Billy Ward and the Dominoes after their lead singer Clyde McFatter had left to form the Drifters. But when he ventured into the recording studio armed with songs written by a young Detroit songwriter called Berry Gordy, the solo hits began arriving. First came Rite Petite, and then this gorgeous ballad followed for the great, the brilliant Jackie Wilson.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be someone to kiss, someone to miss, when you're away, to hear from me today, to be loved, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen, some wish for fortune and fame, but to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, one to miss when you're away. To hear from me today, to be loved,
to be loved,
to be loved.
To be loved.
Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. To be loved,
to be loved,
to be loved.
To be loved.
Oh, oh, what a feeling to be.
The amazing Jackie Wilson sounding absolutely majestic in 1957. Right, I've got one more for you before I've got to skedaddle out of here. Having been born in 1935, this year would have been the 86th birthday of a Mr. Craddock from Norfolk, Virginia, had it not been for a fatal stomach ulcer in 1971. Mr. Craddock joined the Navy and, whilst on leave one evening, was involved in a terrible motorbike crash that would leave him unable to serve in the Navy. But their loss was our gain, because the crash did not affect his voice or his songwriting skills. He formed a band and decided to name them the Blue Caps, which was the nickname used for enlisted sailors in the American Navy. And in 1956, he wrote and recorded this song. Now, I know I'm always banging on about how great the Capitol label was during the 50s, churning out records by Sinatra, Nat Cole, Peggy Lee and all the others. But when the label wanted to put out rock and roll music in an attempt to steal some of Elvis Presley's thunder, they turned to Mr. Craddock, who by this time, of course, had changed his name to Gene Vincent.
Say mama, can I go out tonight? Say mama, will it be alright? They got a rockin' party going down the street. Say mama, did you hear that beat? Say mama, don't you look that way. I call and know just what you're going to say. Well, mama, well, don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you live that way. Cause I know just what you're going to say. Well, then mama, well, then don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right now.
The best rock and roll singer the US Navy ever produced, Gene Vincent, who enjoyed a particularly close relationship with his UK fans, who loved him, and he toured here regularly right up until the end of his life. Well, that's your lot. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check the website out to find out what else we have available for you. And don't forget, you can of course listen to this show again whenever you like via the Listen Again page.
I say mama, can I go out tonight? I say mama, will it be all right? They got a rockin' party going down the street. I say mama, can you get happy?
This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.